somewhere, right now, someone is sitting in the middle of the woods, tweeting away in a desperate quest for relevance. How sad. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily. And listen to how jam-packed this hour is. We'll start things off with Sports in Focus and Adam Walsky. Adam is talking about those who sing the national anthem at our national sporting events. Then, caffeine overdoses. Beware, it can happen. After that, another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, and then Give Me My Old Parking Meter Back. I hate this muni meter thing. You gotta walk four blocks to it, stand there in a line with a bunch of people, and then take this poorly printed little slab of paper back four blocks and put it on your dashboard. Enough, give me my old meter and my quarters back. And then things people are embarrassed to buy. Oh, you know what some of them are. So do we. Christina and I will have that story. We start things off this hour with Twitter. A lot of people have referred to it as a social media cesspool. And in a lot of ways, it is. Think of the differences between Twitter and Facebook. Facebook is much more personal. You can elaborate on things. It's more with your friends, more with your family, pictures of kids and animals and big events. And you're sharing important moments with people. What is Twitter? It's 140 characters of very unpithy thought that just comes streaming out. Okay, I'll put that out there. Let me put this out here too. Ooh, look at this picture. I'll throw this out here because one of my followers wants to see it. And who are your followers? Have you ever noticed that when someone follows you on Twitter, you will then get other people of that same genre? First, let me just say, I'm on Twitter at Ed Kalegi, and so is Christina at Christina Stoffo, so follow us now. Thank you. Anyway, you ever notice that when you get one of those followers, you will then get a whole bunch of others with the that are into the same racket? I started being followed by a bunch of self-help gurus. And they call themselves self-help gurus. Who are these people? I've never heard of you. I will get your life straightened out in only four tweets. Follow me back. And that's the other thing. Follow me. I follow back. Just because we have to have followers. Our existence is now predicated on how many people follow us on Twitter. It's so vapid. It is so shallow. What has Twitter become? So many people have gotten themselves in hot water because of Twitter. Think about the athletes, the politicians. Think about some of the things Trump has said on Twitter. You just sit there and pound away with your thumbs and hit send. And then you've got the games on Twitter. Did you see this? They're the, you know, these stupid scatological games. There are, let me put up a dopey phrase and then let's see how many other shut-ins can come up with some funny thing. Come on. Is social media devolving into that? If that's what social media is going to become, it will become the mood ring of the 21st century. And for those of you not old enough to know what a mood ring is, that's my point. Things that come and things that go, and things that have no real purpose or meaning. And a lot of this garbage on Twitter, and I get these people, like these self-help gurus I talked about, they're posting every 30 seconds. How do you do that on Twitter? What, do you set something up that's constantly firing your tweets out? 4 a.m., 6 p.m., 1 a.m. 5 ways to increase your social media traffic. 9 ways for you to become a bigger hit on Twitter. 18 ways for everyone in the world to love you thanks to Twitter. How about one way for you to leave me the hell alone? That is why for the super duper duper stars, they might have 500,000 followers and they are following 9 people. It's not a bad idea. So stay with us for the next hour and then you can go back to your dopey hashtag game or whatever you're going to play today on Twitter, because it simply doesn't matter. This is America Weekend and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. What can a marshmallow teach you about big success?
In the famous marshmallow test, researchers placed a marshmallow in front of four-year-olds.
The researchers instructed them, "I have an errand to run, but when I get back, if you haven't eaten this marshmallow, I'll give you another one."
Some kids ate the marshmallow immediately. Others resisted.
They enjoyed two marshmallows. Years later, the researchers did a follow-up.
The kids who resisted were more competent and assertive. They coped with frustration and stress better, and they scored 210 points higher on their SAT exams.
What's the secret? Set a goal. Give yourself a treat when, and only when, you achieve it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving ability. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie.
Cool.
The other watched a movie about... math.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner, the people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.